chiefly attributable to the indulgence of perverted appetite. CD 54.3 Special Responsibilities and Temptations of Ministers. There is a solemn responsibility upon all, especially upon ministers who teach the truth, to overcome upon the point 55 hook appetite. Their fullness would be much greater if they had control of their appetites and passions, and their mental and moral powers would be stronger if they combined physical labor with mental exertion. With strictly temperate habits, and with mental and physical labor combined, they could accomplish a far greater amount of labor and preserve clearness of mind. If they would pursue such a course, their thoughts and words would flow more freely, their religious exercises would be more energized, and the impressions made upon their hearers would be more marked. CD 54.4 Intemperance in eating, even a food of the right quality, will have a prostrating influence upon the system, and will blunt the keener and holier emotions. CD 55.1 and dated MS 8874. Some persons bring upon the campground food that is entirely unsuitable to such occasions, rich cakes and pies, and a variety of dishes that would derange the digestion of a healthy laboring man. Of course, the best is thought none too good for the minister. The people send these things to his table, and invite him to their tables. In this way ministers are tempted to eat too much, and food that is injurious. Not only is their efficiency at the camp meeting lessened, but many become dyspeptics. CD 55.2 The minister should decline this well-meant but unwise hospitality, even at the risk of seeming discourteous, and the people should act a much true kindness to press such an alternative upon him. They are when they tempt the minister with unhealthful food. Precious talent has thus been lost to the cause of God, and many, while they do live, are deprived of half the vigor and strength of their faculties. Ministers, above all others, should economize the strength of brain and nerve. They should avoid all food or drink that has a tendency to irritate or excite the nerves. Excitement will be followed by depression, overindulgence will cloud the mind, and render thought difficult and confused. No man can become a successful workman in spiritual things until he observes strict temperance in his dietetic habits. God cannot let his Holy Spirit rest upon those who, while they know 56 how they should eat for health, persist in a course that will enfeeble mind and body. CD 55.3, Do All to the Glory of God, 1896 Special Testimonies, Series A, Number 9, page 5875. By the inspiration of the Spirit of God, Paul the Apostle writes that, whatsoever ye do, even the natural act of eating or drinking, should be done, not to gratify a perverted appetite, but under a sense of responsibility, do all to the glory of God. Every part of the man is to be guarded. We are to beware lest that which is taken into the stomach shall vanish from the mind high and holy thoughts. May I not do as I please with myself? Ask some, as if we were seeking to deprive them of a great good, when we present before them the necessity of eating intelligently, and conforming all their habits to the laws God has established. CD 56.1 There are rights which belong to every individual. We have an individuality and an identity that is our own. No one can submerge his identity in that of any other. All must act for themselves, according to the dictates of their own conscience. As regards our responsibility and influence, we are amenable to God as deriving our life from Him. This we do not obtain from humanity, but from God only. We are His by creation and by redemption. Our very bodies are not our own, to treat as we please, to cripple by habits that lead to decay, making it impossible to render to God perfect service. Our lives and all our faculties belong to Him. He is caring for us every moment, He keeps the living machinery in action. If we were left to run it for one moment, we should die. We are absolutely dependent upon God. CD 56.2 A great lesson is learned when we understand our relation to God, and His relation to us. The words, "Ye are not your own, ye are bought with a price," should be hung in memory's hall, that we may ever recognize God's rights to our talents, our property, our influence, our individual selves. We are to learn how to treat this gift of God, in mind, in soul, in body, that as Christ's purchased possession, we may do him helpful, savory service. 57, CB 56.3, 1868, to T6076. The light has been shining upon your pathway in regard to health reform, and the duty resting upon God's people in these last days to exercise temperance in all things. You, I saw, were among the number who would be backward to see the light, and correct your manner of eating, and drinking, and working. As the light of truth is received and followed out, it will work an entire reformation in the life and character of all those who are sanctified through it. CD 57.1, Relation to the Victorious Life by I, May 31, 1894 77. Eating, drinking, and dressing all have a direct bearing upon our spiritual advancement. CD 57.2, 1905, MH 280-78. Many articles of food eaten freely by the heathen about them were forbidden to the Israelites. It was no arbitrary distinction that was made. The things prohibited were unwholesome, and the fact that they were pronounced unclean taught the lesson that the use of injurious foods is defiling. That which corrupts the body tends to corrupt the soul. It unfits the user for communion with God, unfits him for high and holy service. CD 57.3, Health Reformer, September, 1871-79. The Spirit of God cannot come to our help and assist us in perfecting Christian characters while we are indulging our appetites to the injury of health and while the pride of life controls. CD 57.4, 1870, to T480. All who have partakers of the divine nature will escape the corruption that is in the world through lust. It is impossible for those who indulge the appetite to attain to Christian perfection. CD 57.5, R and H, January 25, 1881-81. This is true sanctification. It is not merely a theory, an emotion, or a form of words, but a living, active principle, entering into the everyday life. It requires that our habits of eating, drinking, and dressing be such as to secure the preservation of physical, mental, and moral health, that we may 58 present to the Lord our bodies, not an offering corrupted by wrong habits, but a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God. For context, see 254, CD 57.6, 1900, 60-372-82. Our habits of eating and drinking show whether we are of the world or among the number whom the Lord by His mighty cleaver of truth has separated from the world. CD 58.1, Letter 135, 1902-83. It is intemperance in eating that causes so much invalidism, and robs the Lord of the glory due Him. Because of a failure to deny self, many of God's people are unable to reach the high standard of spirituality He has set for them. And though they repent and are converted, all eternity will testify to the loss they have sustained by yielding to selfishness. CD 58.2, 1909-90-165-166-84. Oh, how many lose the richest blessings that God has in store for them in health and spiritual endowments. There are many souls who wrestle for special victories and special blessings that they may do some great thing. To this end they are always feeling that they must make an agonizing struggle in prayer and tears. When these persons search the scripture with prayer to know the express will of God, and then do His will from the heart without one reservation or self-indulgence, they will find rest. All the agonizing, all the tears and struggles, will not bring them the blessing they long for. Self must be entirely surrendered. They must do the work that presents itself, appropriating the abundance of the grace of God which is promised to all who ask in faith. CD 58.3, If any man will come after me, said Jesus, let him deny himself, and take up his cross daily, and follow me. Luke 9:23. Let us follow the Savior in His simplicity and self-denial. Let us lift up the man of Calvary by word and by holy living. The Savior comes very near to those who consecrate themselves to God. If ever there was a time when we needed the working of the Spirit of God upon our hearts and lives, it is now. Let us lay hold of this divine power for strength to live a life of holiness and self-surrender. 59, CD 58.4, 1875, 3T 491, 490-85. As our first parents lost Eden through the indulgence of appetite, our only hope of regaining Eden is through the firm denial of appetite and passion. Abstemiousness in diet, and control of all the passions, will preserve the intellect and give mental and moral vigor, enabling men to bring all their propensities under the control of the higher powers, and to discern between right and wrong, the sacred and the common. All who have a true sense of the sacrifice made by Christ in leaving his home in heaven to come to this world that he might by his own life show man how to resist temptation, will cheerfully deny itself and choose to be partakers with Christ of his sufferings. CD 59.1. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Those who overcome as Christ overcame will need to constantly guard themselves against the temptations of Satan. The appetite and passions should be restricted and under the control of enlightened conscience, that the intellect may be unimpaired, the perceptive powers clear, so that the workings of Satan and his snares may not be interpreted to be the providence of God. Many desire the final reward and victory which are to be given to overcomers, but are not willing to endure toil, privation, and denial of self, as did their Redeemer. It is only through obedience and continual effort that we shall overcome as Christ overcame. CD 59.2. The controlling power of appetite will prove the ruin of thousands, when, if they had conquered on this point, they would have had moral power to gain the victory over every other temptation of Satan. But those who are slaves to appetite will fail in perfecting Christian character. The continual transgression of man for 6,000 years has brought sickness, pain, and death as its fruits, and as we near the close of time, Satan's temptation to indulge appetite will be more powerful and more difficult to overcome. CD 59.3, CTBH 10, 1890, CH 2286. He who cherishes the light which God has given him upon health reform as an important aid in the work of 60 becoming sanctified through the truth, and fitted for immortality. Relation of simple diet to spiritual discernment -119. Failure to control appetite weakens resistance to temptation -237. Walls of self-control not to be broken down -260. Flesh diet a hindrance to spiritual advancement -655. 656, 657, 660, 682, 683, 684, 688, power for victory over other temptations given to those who overcome them. Appetite -253, character formation hindered by improper care of stomach.